The Takoradi Thermal Power Station at Abuati in the Shamar District is being threatened by sand-winning activities in its operational area at the Abuati and Ebuasi Beach. Attempts by the management to stop the practice have all come to naught. This came to light at a sensitization forum on negative effects of sand-winning organized by the Shamar District Assembly at Ebuasi. Correspondent Peggy Amufasua has come through with this report.
The forum is to educate the people on the dangers of indiscriminate sand winning, especially around a sensitive national asset as the Takoradi Thermal Power Station. Findings in some communities on sand winning and the need for best practices in sand management were discussed. The principal environmental officer of VRA, Samuel Ofosu-Boateng, said sand winning in the thermal power station's catchment area is badly affecting the environment, infrastructure and the coastlines. He said the station is bordered on the south by the Atlantic Ocean and the shoreline is just about 100 meters from the facility. Any human-induced activity such as sand and oyster shell winning along the coastline therefore poses a threat to its operations. Mr. Ofosu-Boateng warned that critical and capital-intensive infrastructure such as a 24-inch diameter undersea light crude oil pipeline and storage tanks for the plant, the West African Gas Pipeline and seawater intake discharge pipeline are located within the operational area of the power station and can be damaged by sand and oyster shell winning activities. In a speech read on his behalf, the Western Regional Minister Paul Evans Edu appealed to residents in the plant's catchment area to, as a matter of urgency, desist from such activities. He called for closer collaboration among the Shamar District Assembly, the chiefs and residents of Abuazi and Abuasi to help sand and oyster shell winning in the plant's operational area to save it from destruction. In an interview with Radio Ghana, some of the youth in the area said sand and oyster shell winning are their main source of livelihood and appealed to the management of the plant to help them to secure permanent jobs.
A report by Peggy Amufasua in Secondly.